And now this is a dictation for James Bohne, B-O-H-N-E, February 13, 57, addresses a letter, Dr. Saxena, S-A-X-E-N-A, for 632249. Dear Dr. Saxena, follow up for Mr. Bohne, advanced renal failure and severe hypertension, comes accompanied with Mother Georgia, last visit a month ago, 2 meals a day, which is baseline, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, minor incontinence of urine, no cloudiness of blood, no gross edema, claudication symptoms, not very physically active, obesity 258, prior episode of falling back in December, chronic sleep apnea, has not been able to use the CPAP machine recently, needs to call the company for parts who were out or missing, chronic orthopnea, no purulent material hemaptysis, no oxygen, other review system is negative, next paragraph, medication list review, low dose of Norvasc, the only blood pressure medicine, remains on medications for his bipolar psychiatry disorder, on cholesterol treatment. Today, blood pressure is high in the 166 over 90, and at home, he keeps good records, consistently high in the 180s to 200s over 90s to 100s. He's not on beta blockers, but he is bradycardic in the 56 to 60. No respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular normal, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness. I don't see edema, gross rigidity or focal deficit. Next paragraph. Chemistry is in February, creatinine 1.9, he's been as high as 3.2. Present GFR 38 is stage 3B with a normal sodium, potassium, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, no anemia. Prior protein creatinine ratio less than 0.2, which is normal. His renal failure has been at least for the last couple of years between 1.4 and 1.6. Has normal size kidneys without obstruction, and there is no urinary retention. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B. There was an episode of acute changes that was temporal and returned to baseline. No symptoms of urine, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or indication for dialysis. There has been no activity in the urine, as indicated above, no obstruction or urinary retention. Blood pressure remains poorly controlled, increase in Norvasc to 10 milligrams. Side effects of constipation, edema discussed with the patient. They need to start getting some fiber to prevent that. We tolerate mild moderate edema. I will not use beta blockers because of bradycardia. Once we reach maximal dose of Norvasc, if tolerated and not well-controlled blood pressure, we will add second agents, likely diuretics. The importance of physical activity, weight reduction. It needs to also control sleep apnea, which might be exacerbating blood pressure. Continue chemistry in a regular basis. Come back on the next 3-4 months.